Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Normally by the 1st of June, we'd have a fair amount to talk about regarding the hard red winter wheat harvest. We're way behind normal in Texas and really haven't even gotten started yet in Oklahoma. Now, we have begun in Oklahoma, but literally we found just one custom cutter that has harvested just a little bit of wheat that he took the elevator this last Saturday down in southwestern Oklahoma in Tillman County. J.C. Skipper, a third-generation custom cutter from the state of Nebraska.
This year we finally have a nice crop, but we don't have the weather. Probably one of the coolest Mays that we've ever seen down here in southwest Oklahoma. 70s and 80s, this isn't going to quite cut it for harvesting conditions. So last week on the 29th of May, we had a 92-degree day with a 50% humidity, and I went and tried a couple different fields. And the first field I cut was around 14% with a test weight of 61. That was dry land, but it also averaged 68 for bushels, so we're pretty excited about that. The second field I tried the same day, it was in the 13.2 to 13.8 range, 62 pounds, but so far it's averaged 100. Now that's irrigated, and I still have more to go. I was not able to finish it before that rain came in. So we are seeing weather patterns that are not going to change probably for 5 to 7 days. So to be honest, the whole wheat run has been held up due to not only wet weather, but green wheat, because it hasn't really fully ripened yet and matured. So even my friends in Seymour, Monday, Texas, have not turned a wheel. My friends all the way up to Altus, Oklahoma, probably have wheat that's getting close or ready. But without the right weather, we can't. We're sitting here on our hands.
Now, did my ears deceive me? Were you talked about that? Those were impressive yields you just mentioned.
That's correct. And my farmer kind of texted me that same day that he heard what I had for pounds off of that 15-acre field. He goes, "Man, I hope that's the worst field that I have here." So I've looked at a lot of acres in Tillman County here in Davidson, and we have a lot better fields than the ones I've even cut. They were just a little bit green, not quite mature because they're a healthy plant. And these fields are clean. There's not too many weeds in them. The heads are big. I really am optimistic about how good this can be and how much fun. So hopefully it'll come around pretty soon.
Custom wheat harvester J.C. Skipper waiting to be able to harvest what he believes will be a really good crop here in 2021. In other agricultural news, it looks like Brazil's got a horrible drought that they're undergoing right now, worse than 91 years, and impacting agricultural commodity production, livestock, and also electricity generation, as Brazil relies heavily on hydro dams for power. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. Thursday, June 3rd, the next Superior Livestock Video Cattle Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 13,000 head to be offered, 4,600 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.